You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Indy's Giant 90.9. It is Voices of the West Side here on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter. Good morning. Hopefully you're having a great Friday. Enjoying all those interstate closures out there. I know it has been just a spectacular week. Want to send a great shout out to NDOT for those closures all at once. I'm just kidding. I know they have a tough job at NDOT, but my gosh, every one of the South exits. I've been waiting all week to open with that rant.
It's terrible.
What's
terrible.
Up, Miles?
The ceiling, Miles, mostly. But...
Miles Sprong has jumped into Kieran Sandulo's seat this week.
Hi, I'm Kieran. I'm on a college visit.
Whoa.
I know.
I thought Kieran wasn't here.
I know. I can switch voices like that.
That's pretty cool. We were talking that we think the voice box got mixed up somewhere.
Yeah.
Kieran is supposed to be like 6'8" and
yeah, for sure.
He 290 was pounds.
Like Shaq.
Yes, but good morning, Kieran. If you're listening, we have to give you a little bit of a hard time.
Yeah, just a little bit. Hopefully, not too much.
Hopefully, you're enjoying your college visit. We got a big guest announcement for next week. Do we want to do that up front, or we want to save that till the end of the show? Do we want to just tease it?
We might want to save that to the end of the show.
We'll save
it. You know what I'm saying?
We'll save it till the end of the show. We've got a interview that we did earlier this week for you today with Ryan McMaster, who is the cross country coach here at Ben Davis High School for the boys and the girls. They had a sensational season. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But first, we've got that thing over there on the wall. It's right there. It's right to your left. What's it called?
Is it?
That's it.
The big board. All right, so
it's not very big either. It's kind of a misnomer, but
yeah, it's
like the medium sized board, to be honest.
We should call it the decent sized board.
We should do that one week.
Yeah, I think that'd be
cool.
Catch
people off guard.
All right, so big board or decent sized board. Bring It On, the musical for Ben Davis Theater premiered last night. At 7 p.m. And they've got three more shows tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday tonight at 7, tomorrow at 7, and Sunday at 2 p.m. It's a matinee time. Girls basketball, Brownsburg at Ben Davis, so it's here at home, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. I believe Brody West is the play-by-play for this
Brody,
week.
Javion, and Jason on the call.
Ooh, no, Jason on a Brownsburg call. Yeah, I don't like that. And then boys basketball, because now that the football season is officially over, Ben Davis is at Fishers Tuesday, November 26th at 7:30 p.m.
Rematch
from state.
Yep, state championship game last year.
And then we are on Thanksgiving break from November 27th to December 1st. And then, as always, we've got our socials at WBDG Indy, except TikTok, which is at Giant90.9. Request line, 317-244-9234. And then podcasts are on Audio Boom. And once again, you are listening to Voices of the West Side, Friday, 7:30 a.m. Then we also have replays here Sunday at 2 p.m.
So if you miss any part of this program, you can always... check us out on Audio Boom or listen for the replay on Sunday at 2.
Yes, sir.
And that is that thing over there.
The decent sized board.
Got to wait for the woo.
Oh, I didn't notice that until just now, actually.
Yeah, that was Wes and James that did that a number of years ago. They nicknamed it the big board and made their own.
Made their own sound
production
for it.
Yes, that's right. Well, we have, as I said, an interview that we did earlier this week with Mr. Ryan McMaster. He is both the girls and the boys cross country coach here at Ben Davis. He's also an assistant track coach as well, does the distance work for them, and has done a tremendous job. He's a Ben Davis alum. I won't steal much more of his thunder because it's pretty much on the interview. So, Miles, go ahead and hit that button.
Yes, sir.
This is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter. I'm joined this morning here on the show by Coach Ryan McMaster. First of all, for those people who aren't familiar with Ryan McMaster, who are you? How did you get here? And what do you teach?
So first off, I'm a Wainer for life. I grew up in Ben Davis District, elementary school, middle school, high school. And other than my 4 years for college, I've been back here teaching and coaching in some capacity. So that's been a lot of fun and a lot of great stuff, even with all the changes, both good and bad over the years that have occurred to see on the West Side. And currently I teach U.S. History, AP Human Geography, and then AVID, which is kind of a college prep class.
AP Human Geography, that sounds like a class I would enjoy.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of real world practical stuff, and then some things, unless they go into those fields of studies, they may not use. But it's still good to know of, you know, why do McDonald's and Burger King almost always, you know, end up right across from each
right.
other? You know, just kind of looking at those interactions, it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool, and certainly I know when you're coaching and teaching, and it's a lot of time and trying to do both. I know that has to be very difficult, but we'll talk about that as well a little bit later. So how did you get into coaching cross country and track?
It's funny, you know, when I went into teaching and once I figured out that's, you know, what I wanted to do with my life and the major and everything, I never really had necessarily planned on coming back to Ben Davis. It was, I'm going to take whatever job becomes available, because at that time there wasn't a teacher shortage like there is now.
Right.
So it was a lot more competitive to get jobs, and I was lucky enough to get hired on back here. And you know, I again hadn't necessarily had any intention of coaching. If that presented itself, great. And my first year back, Jen Peterson, now Jen Schultz, was the girls cross country coach, and she said, hey, you know, it'd be a volunteer spot, but we need some help on the girls' side. And I said, yeah, sure. You know, I want to get back into that. I've pretty much always done something after school. So for me, you know, just going home right after school felt weird. And to give back to so many of our athletes was great. And so from there, you know, I worked on the girls' side for a while, and then a paid position on the boys' side came open, and I switched over to that side. And so I was an assistant coach with Nick Baalbach for a couple years, and then I took over the distance coaching side of track. And then when Baalbach left, that's when I kind of took over the head boys spot, and then 3 years ago I took over the girls spot as well when that became open also.
What's that like, coaching both at the same time?
It's, for one, I think the biggest thing sometimes is just juggling the numbers. You know, it's awesome the increase in participation that we've seen for both programs, and I think there's a correlation between that as well. But it has its challenges. Meet days, I don't get to always, you know, celebrate with the team or with the individuals, because there's another race going that I have to go coach the kids up on and stuff. So there's definitely some times where you miss out on stuff, or there's, you know, kind of the administrative side of things that you're dealing with when you have, you know, almost 100 boys and girls out. But there's a lot of great things, and luckily cross country lends itself pretty easily to being able to do both. All of our meets are the same. They're all, you know, at the same location, same time, boys race then girls, or girls then boys, depending on the year. And we just kind of modify the training based on, you know, ability, how long they've been a runner. And so you have girls and boys that are doing the same exact workout, just some may be doing it faster or slower than others. So that makes it where it's not too challenging sometimes, because we kind of know where everyone should be for a workout or what have you. So, you know, from that regard, the training part's not as hard. The race part's not as hard. It's more of the kind of administrative and some of the planning side of things.
Ryan McMaster joining us here on Voices of the West Side. He's the cross-country coach here at Ben Davis. We can just say that both ways, because that's what we're talking about here for the boys and girls programs. So you talk and you also coach track, which we were talking about off-air. You're getting ready to switch and go into that. So that's going to be the switchover coming up for you. So when you look at when you coach boys versus girls or girls versus boys, what are the differences? And do you, or is there a difference?
I mean, there's definitely differences. For boys, they're still growing into their bodies a lot. And so, you know, a lot of times you'll notice boys come in as a freshman, and unless they're just a uber talented, a lot of times they could be fringe varsity, but by their senior year, they can really work up to that. And not saying that girls can't, because we've seen every single one of our girls has improved from last year to this year if they ran and so forth. But a lot of times, if you look at girls, their times may not improve quite as much because their bodies have already developed. So, you know, a lot of times with the boys, it's kind of building up, you know, kind of the muscle and their aerobic capacity as their body's changing. And with girls, their body's kind of already developed. So now it's injury prevention. It's making sure that, you know, as, you know, they're kind of getting more and more into running, that we're smart with how we increase their mileage or how we get them to be able to see those increases and everything else. You know, and with both groups, it, a lot of it comes down to, you know, what's kind of their mental state going into it. You know, if they're uber competitive, then that's obviously going to help them probably reach those goals even more so than someone who's maybe out. And we love kids that are out, you know, to have something on their college resume, or because their friends are out, and a lot of them see huge growth, but they may not see quite as big of jumps in their improvements as those who have that kind of mental approach of, hey, I want to be the best, or I want to be this top 25 or whatever it is in BD history.
So this was going to be my last question, but I think it fits better here. What do you think are people's biggest misconceptions about coaching this generation or coaching cross country?
I know.
Or is there anything that you could clear up for people?
I don't know that there's necessarily a difference generationally. I think it's more of looking at how our high school and our township has changed. Because even though cross country, you know, we're actually a pretty cheap sport when you think about it. You have a good pair of shoes, and that's really the only thing you have to spend money on versus some sports. You know, you need all these protective gear. And,
you know, anytime you go buy a golf club, right, it's, you know, $500 for a nice driver now. And yeah.
Right. But I think the biggest thing for us is, at least at Ben Davis, we get a lot of our kids so late in the process. So our top three boys this year, for example, they're all juniors, but this is only their second year running cross country. You look at, you know, a Brownsburg, Carmel, some of these other schools, those kids have been run since elementary school. And so, you know, even on our girls' side, our top girl didn't run her freshman year. So she's a senior, has a top 10 time in school history, and she's only run for 3 years. So I don't think it's necessarily generational and different now versus when I was a runner or when I talked to some of the other alumni. I think it's more of just what's kind of the sport that they focus on as kids. Because in Wayne Township, a lot of our kids are, hey, let's get you into soccer, let's get you into football and basketball. And then as their bodies grow and they figure out, hey, I'm probably not going to be great at football because I'm, you know, 100 pounds and
right,
5'3" or whatever, you know, we start to see like, hey, there might be some carryover, you could be a good runner. So I think that's really more of the misconception is, you know, it's, you can have a lot of success even being late to running, but it's more about where did our kids start versus maybe some of the other districts.
I was just wondering, because I know sometimes you'll see social media, you'll see posts like that. It just, whenever I have a coach, it's good to ask that question, like, what are some misconceptions about it? You know, for example, it's just, I know I haven't done a great deal of coaching, but like, doing what we do here on WBDG, sometimes people have this certain concept of what we do, and it's just always good to hear.
Yeah. And I would say too, a lot of our runners are pretty athletic, and that's, you know, again, they start out in other sports and stuff. I think people always assume, oh, they're runners, they failed at every other sport or, you know, whatnot. But like, again, our top girl is one of the best long jumpers in school history, you know, and some of our boys have gone on to do great things in high jump or other sports or other kind of events, at least in track, but we also have some really good swimmers that run with us. And, you know, again, a lot of kids will sometimes do it to stay in shape for others. So I think that's another misconception.
Well, I always thought swimming and cross country have a lot in common because it's endurance.
Correct. Yeah, there's a lot of carryover there, especially on the aerobic side of things.
Right, right. Two sports I know I couldn't do, by the way. That's Ryan McMaster. He's joining us here. He's the cross country coach at Ben Davis High School, and we're on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. And you had a great season this year.
Yeah.
Kind of going back to the start of the year, did you know that it was going to be a different year?
I think we had a suspicion late in the track season last year, especially on the boys' side, but the girls had a phenomenal season as well. And so as the summer kind of started, you know, we always have voluntary training throughout the summer. We have a team camp where we go away. The last 2 years we've gone to a Turkey Run, and that way we're just disconnected from electronics, from jobs, from just everything else. And, you know, athletes really get to know each other. And when we're at team camp, we always have them create kind of a team and individual goals. And we put those posters up on their lockers in the locker room. But then we also put up the team goals one for everyone to see. And as a coach, obviously, in the back of my mind, I always have a goal of, hey, here's what we want to do at the MIC conference. Here's what we want to do in the state tournament. And, you know, some years that comes to fruition, other years it doesn't, you know. And a lot of that is the ownership of the athletes. And on the boys' side especially, you know, from an early point in the summer, but even in the season, they were pretty locked in of, you know, we wanted to win MIC, which unfortunately came up just a little bit short, but we wanted to return to state. And, you know, any time that there was a little bit of a slip up, we just kind of point to that and guys would be like, I'm locked in. I'm back on it, you know. And so that kind of came to fruition, you know, just throughout the whole season and everything else. And even on the girls' side, again, you know, we wanted to do better at MIC, but I'll take, you know, what we did advancing to regionals again on the girls' side and back-to-back years for the first time since at least 2018 in the new format. It's essentially a 25-year kind of first time of doing that as well. So, you know, I think just a lot of buy-in, a lot of boys and girls who just kind of saw each other working hard every day and said, hey, I need to be doing that as well because I need to be accountable and make sure that I'm doing whatever is going to help my teammate. And if they can do it, I can do it.
One thing you guys do a tremendous job on is social media. I know that at least on X, which is primarily where we are with WBDG, you do a tremendous job letting everyone know what happens every week. How important is that for your team to kind of get that sort of recognition, maybe from social media, because there are a lot of alums out there, and I want to talk a little bit more about alums too, because I know you had some support you as the season went along, and I know you also have like a special alumni meet or something, correct?
Yeah, so it's always awesome, you know, and I guess that would be one change maybe from, you know, earlier generations, although even newspaper clippings or,
right,
you know, radio or TV, anyone loves the attention that they'll get. Our guys actually, I mean, they enjoy it, but that's not something that, like, oh, you have to post on X or right, on Instagram or anything. But it's been great because that connects us up with a lot of alumni who, especially when we did qualify for state, that reached out via social media or email or other ways just to be like, hey, that's awesome. I can't believe you guys did that. You know, how can we support you guys in any way, even if it's just, you know, saying, hey, congrats and stuff. But then every summer, this is our fifth year that we just finished. We do an alumni 3K. So we have the alumni race against the current team. And we just do a 3K and we tell people, hey, if you want to go out and walk it,
yeah,
go out and walk it. You don't have to be in great shape. Cause I know, especially myself, you know, as you get older, think life gets in,
sure,
the way, job, yeah, kids, whatever it might be. And so, but it's just a really cool time and talking to a lot of alumni. It's kind of like a mini class reunion, and just an opportunity for them to still kind of stay locked in and see, hey, what's going on with Ben Davis cross country on the boys and girls side, meet kind of those faces. And for our current team, you know, to see some of the trailblazers that set a lot of the top 25s or that got to state, on that previous team is great for them. One other thing I'll say, I know this was true when Scott Williams was the coach, and now with me as the coach, is we have a lot of alumni that come back as coaches. And obviously, you know, having been an alumnus myself, that helps. Some of the guys that are coming back are my former runners from my first couple of years of being the head coach. And I think that says a lot for our athletes when they see that. They know, hey, you know, all these guys know what it takes to be a Ben Davis runner. All these guys or girls, you know, have been there. Some of them are on our top 25 lists. And so being able to talk to them and get advice from them and, you know, just kind of know, hey, here's who blazed the trails. And to hear those stories of, hey, this is what this kid did to help us get to state, you know, I think really helps a lot as well.
Yeah, because I saw you had a visit from Coach Dickinson, Bob Dickinson, who was on the first cross-country state championship team. First state championship team.
As a runner and then later as a coach.
Right.
Was, yep.
Yeah, 1961. That was really cool to see him there with you guys. So 25 years. Tell us who on your team, kind of who were the runners that made it to state, and what was special about them that got you back to state for the first time in 25 years?
Well, you know, it
because I'm sure it was more than just being fast cross country
right.
runners.
Yeah, I mean, it takes, you know, seven and really, as we say, more, because the seven that ran at state and the seven that ran at regionals weren't necessarily the same seven that ran at sectionals. And some of that was, you know, we had a guy who was dealing with kind of a knee injury. And so to be able to send him out at the sectional level and still advance, you know, takes that number eight guy stepping up. Or the guy who was our seventh at state was our number 10 early in the season. And just as he figured it out, he kind of stepped up. So, you know, it really takes eight or nine and really the whole team. But the biggest, obviously, one is when you can win as a regional champion with Abubakar Ibrahim, our junior. You know, that obviously helps, because when, for those that aren't familiar, it is kind of like golf in the aspect that you're adding together the score of your top five, but you want a low score as possible. So first place is 1 point, second is two. And so for Abu to only get 1 point then really helps us, because going from there, you're only having to score four. Well, you know, our number two, also a junior, Elroy Tefesi, he's a dual sport athlete, which again is pretty phenomenal. He was juggling soccer and cross country all season, and Coach Ola was
in the same
fall season. And so there are a couple meets where he would run and then have to leave and go play in the soccer game. That way we could meet the requirements for both cross country and soccer.
Talk about two endurance sports there.
Yeah.
Kids got a pair of lungs.
Yeah, we definitely had to I mean, he was getting a lot of great work and fitness with soccer, but we definitely had to pare down some of his training just to make sure we didn't get him injured. But he was so critical at regionals and even at state. Regionals, he was 30th and ran a huge PR. It was like 19-second PR. And then at state, which is, I don't call it a tough necessarily course, but an honest course, because so many of our courses are flat and, like, we call them racetracks, essentially. He ran another PR there and was 71st, which, again, for a guy who's only been running for 2 years, that's pretty phenomenal. But he was really important to that. And then kind of really our 2 through 6, and I think this is what's also special about this team, is just our 2 through 6 was pretty selfless throughout the season. They didn't get in their heads if, you know, like our number two, he was Elroy, like I said, he was kind of our number five early on in the season. And then again, as he figured things out, he moved up to second. And so it really didn't matter who finished where to the team, as long as we were meeting our team goals. And you don't always see that with teams. And I think that's part of what made it so special and helped us move up to being able to advance the state. But to kind of shorten it down, the other guys that were pretty critical, the other junior that's in that top six, Tesfald at Hiu, he had some great races. He was third at MIC. Abubakar was the winner at MIC. He was third at MIC. And so, again, a guy who was just really important, being kind of that number 3-4 guy for us. And then our seniors, you know, were guys who really helped to show those juniors, hey, here's how things go. You know, they're some of our only ones who've been in the program for all 4 years, and that's Finn and Doyle and Aaron Perez Tobias. Those two were pretty critical, especially early on. Aaron had some injury issues kind of towards the end of the season, but again, you know, he stuck it out to make sure he raced well for his teammates to help us. And then Henos Haley was our other kind of top six guy who really helped with that. And honestly, he was probably Mr. Consistent. He didn't have, you know, the big drops like an Elroy and some of the others when it came to PRs, but just every single meet, he was right around that same area. He never really had a super bad race, but he never had a race where you were just like, oh, where'd that come from? You know, so that was great. And then
dependable.
Right. Yeah. And so that made it, again, something where you could just count on, all right, he's going to be right about this spot scoring wise. And so that was critical, especially to getting to state. And then just kind of the last three names that probably kind of interspersed in there. Fatawi Shumai was our number 7 at state. And like I said, he was kind of our number 10 early in the season and figured things out. He's a junior. Sophomore Lewis Claxon, he had a great season. He ran the some of the early meets. He was, you know, varsity for us and everything else. Probably could have run sectional, but we let one of our seniors, Michael Shumai, who'd been kind of in that mix as well, race sectional as well. But those three were also really critical to our success.
So when you look at the future of Ben Davis Cross Country, it sounds like you have a lot of youth on this team going forward. Where does that kind of set the bar for next year?
You know, obviously...
Or will it have to wait and see until...
I was going to say, you always have to kind of wait and see, you know, how's track go, how's summer conditioning go, make sure everyone stays injury-free. And like I said, I like to let the guys kind of dictate that a little bit. But, I mean, to be 15th this year, especially coming in ranked 20th for state meet, to be 15th, you know, you return your top three if our kind of next 3 to 4 guys can develop to where we can replace those three seniors who are so critical. You have a shot definitely for top 10. You know, maybe better, maybe you're slightly worse, but I think that's definitely a goal for us to kind of look to, because again, those front three are just so strong. We just need kind of 2 to 3 others to kind of step up and fill those senior roles. And I think we have the guys that can do that. I think they're hungry. They're guys that are hard workers. You know, even if we weren't meeting right now, they'd probably be getting out and doing their runs and everything else. So I think next year you can continue to see that trend of making it to state. And now it's how much better can we be than we were this year even.
You're kind of from a family of runners. I know that as well. What did it kind of mean to your family when you guys did so well this year?
Yeah, so like I said, we have a lot of alumni that are coaches. So we have 10 coaches, 7 of which, including myself, are alumni. But one of the few non-alumni is my mom. She's one of our assistant mm-hmm. coaches on the girls' side. And so for her, I know, you know, it was kind of obviously a proud mother moment, but also she's an important part of that success on the boys and girls side as well. So I think that was pretty cool. And then my wife and kids are really supportive. Obviously, you know, miss quite a bit of time with them sometimes, but they made it to the state meet, and they've come to quite a few of the meets that were either at Ben Davis or other nearby spots as well. And so like there's a picture right now that Chris Pavlin, our kind of media relations guy, took of myself and my daughter running over the hill at Ben Davis here during the MIC meet, and we're kind of holding hands because she likes to run around with me on meet day, because I'm just all over the place trying to cheer and motivate guys and girls. And so it's probably one of my favorite photos that I have right now of just, you know, she kind of has a smile on her face, and just for them to get to enjoy that passion and be out there with me and everything else is pretty special.
Well, congratulations on all your success this year, and we'll certainly look forward to maybe what's to come from not only track, but also cross country, because I know a lot of these same guys will be filling those distance spots for you and for Coach Davidson and the track squad. So congratulations.
Thank you again.
And, you know, I guess before we go, anything else you'd just like to say to the community here? Because we do get a lot of community listeners here on the program.
Yeah, again, you know, especially the week leading up to state after we qualified was just phenomenal. Not necessarily just for me, but for our athletes to, you know, see the support when our bus was leaving and have all the different groups and people that were out there cheering again to just even, you know, have the congrats messages on social media and just all those sort of things are just such positive, great things. And, you know, we love all of our sports, all of our, you know, choir, band, you know, radio, TV, and all the other organizations that are here. And Wayne does such a great job of providing all these opportunities for our students and then the community support for those things, for the radio and WBDG and others to continue to provide those opportunities, you know, even if it's not financial, just, you know, uplifting our students is so awesome, because I think that's what helps them to, you know, come back, whether that's to Ben Davis or the communities they go off into and support those as well.
Well, thanks again for being on Voices of the West Side.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Welcome back to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. I'm John Easter, joined by Miles Sprong.
Yes,
that was Coach Ryan McMaster. So lots of good stuff in that interview. He talked about the Giants' great season, both in boys and girls cross country, but with the boys finishing 15th, getting back to the state for the first time in 25 years, and they have a lot of people returning. So liked what he said, though, there about setting the expectations and how he lets the team do it. And, you know, a lot of times coaches preset those expectations, but, you know, sometimes you get that team together, you see how the summer went, and let them set, and let them shoot for those expectations. So it's good. It was good to catch up with Mr. McMaster, and congratulations to him on a great fall season with boys and girls cross country. The track season, I know they're already trying, they're already working out for the track season. At least on their own. So
that's in the spring, right?
Yeah. Yep, it's coming up. Of course, spring will be here before we know it. It always seems like that. And anyway, I first part of the show, I teased a big guest for next week. And that guest will be
who it is.
The commissioner of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, Paul Neidig, will be our guest. Next Friday, he will be live over the phone here with us on Voices of the West Side. So that will be our guest. We'll be talking all things high school sports. I'm sure we'll talk officiating, because I know they're always in need of officials, and just the great things that go on with the IHSA and what they do.
I do it, but I don't want to get tomatoes thrown at me or, you know, get verbally assaulted.
Man, yeah, I swear. Now, I must be honest. Occasionally, I've said some things to officials. Yeah. I think we all have.
Oh,
you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
But without those officials, there is nothing that could happen in high school sports. I know that they've already...
In any sports, really.
Yeah, right. I know they've already had to move games, they've had to move events because there weren't enough officials available. So I'm sure that'll be a topic of discussion next week. And also, I know one thing the IHSA has been hitting hard is fan, the way fans act at games and things like that. So officials don't get paid a lot.
Yeah, no.
And the players are out there playing for the love of the game and also for the love of their school. So you have to remember those things when you're yelling over the back at a game or that's 3 seconds or you need glasses. Not that I've ever yelled that myself or anything.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So that's next week. Commissioner of the IHSA will be with us, Mr. Paul Neidig. Anything else, Miles? Thank you again. This is your second, I think you've drawn two easy assignments here on Voices of the West Side.
oh, that's right. I have done this once before.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I've done this once before.
Yeah, it's just basically been pushing a button and we sit back and
I'm cool with it.
Talk off about other things. I know you've got your musical coming up, so good luck with that.
Yep, Footloose at Plainfield.
Yeah. And you are?
I'm Cowboy Bob, musical exclusive character.
So you know your lines and your song and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That took me 10 minutes to memorize.
Yeah. But you're an actor. You know that.
Yeah, but I've got an insanely good comprehension skill for reading stuff. Two years ago when we did Mary Poppins, there was a guy that didn't show up for the mandatory tech rehearsal. And I, stepped in to do his role that day, and I learned his lines in 10 minutes. And it was, it was a good chunk of lines, and I learned them in 10 minutes, and I was off book by the end of the day. So
there's an art to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely very helpful.
Yeah, I know, for example, we had it's been, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, where we had somebody stepped in on BDTV and stepped in for, I think, their sports anchor.
Yeah.
They were sick or something, and Mr. Goins came to us, and one of our radio kids just filled in, and they nailed it, first take. And everybody's, how did you do that? He's like, well, I'm on the radio. I mean, I think that when you're an actor, when you have to talk yourself out of corners.
Yeah.
You get that ability to do things maybe other people can't do. So,
and who knows, maybe or tomorrow is the mandatory tech rehearsal. Maybe a better part will not be there.
Yeah.
And we can swap.
Here's Miles. He's waiting.
I'm waiting for it. I mean, I'm kidding. I wouldn't take it. I've got a role. I'm happy with my role. We don't need another one.
Yeah. So you'll be 2 times the makeup, 2 times the costume changes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll do both.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that, and good luck with your musical. And I appreciate you filling in. Kieran, have fun on your college visit. Thanks again to Ryan McMaster, who is our guest. Anything else before we go?
I don't think so.
But that's going to do it for Voices of the West Side. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.